Ah, the bell. I understand you're just back from Easter break, so welcome back on a slightly snowy morning. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, he is risen.
Risen indeed.
All right. As I get started, I invite you to take your hymnals and turn to page 67 there in the front. Page 67. When I was a pastor and I would prepare for Sunday services, I would always review the propers for the service there in the hymnal. The propers are the passages and phrases that were created that are traditionally used. They fill in certain spots in the liturgy that change from week to week. So there's a proper for the second Sunday in Advent. There's a proper for the Trinity. And if you found page 67, you're looking at the propers for the feast for Easter, the Feast of the Resurrection. Now, that intro that you're looking at, if it's still used in a service, is kind of like the opening declaration. This is what we're about. This is what we have to say as we begin our worship. And I was always a little taken aback by the opening line for Easter. When I awake, I am still with thee. What a modest, what a charming little thought for so great a celebration as the resurrection. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has awakened from death and he lives, and all that we, the corporate church worshiping, can string together in words is, when I awake, I'm still with you. I often wondered what churchman thought to choose this particular phrase, this passage, to open that worship, that opening for Easter. But as is often the case, when you look back at how the Holy Spirit, for instance, leads New Testament writers to draw passages from the Old Testament, a careful look into the background can be very revealing, because sometimes you see a passage that Paul or James or Peter chooses from the Old Testament and think, now why did, how does that fit? Or did that mean that same thing back in the Old Testament? But if you go back and you start really studying how it's used in the Old Testament, you'll find, yes, those New Testament writers knew what they were seeing, they knew what they were talking about. They do apply the old to the new. It's like the germ of an idea coming into full fruition in the New Testament. And in a similar way, and in an imperfect way, some of these passages that we find in our liturgy, or the propers that change from week to week, were chosen and have a meaning that really sets up a good theme for the service. This charming little passage for Easter comes from a psalm that may be very familiar to you. I know that many a young person who has felt overwhelmed by an impersonal and a strange and an impious world, and also feels the stress and the anxiety of their own sinful nature, has found great comfort in this psalm. Do you know what it is? Psalm 139. It's the psalm where the subject reflects on God's great and abiding and deep understanding of him or her, you or me. O Lord, it begins, you have searched me and known me. You know my down-sitting and my uprising. That's the psalm from which this passage that talks about waking up with the Lord, that's where it's drawn from. And in fact, if you read on a bit, you'll find that much of the text of that intro for Easter is drawn from Psalm 139. And you can kind of see the logic. It is about God knowing his own. So let's put this into the Easter context. First comes Friday, the betrayed Jesus is nailed to the cross. He's strung up there to die. He is the innocent man surrounded by the most unspeakable evil. Then, suffering there for a period of time, suddenly his suffering increases exponentially. He shrieks, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is man in hell. This is suffering man, sinful man, waking up alone, utterly, irrevocably separated from God. God has abandoned him. Jesus endured that as the sin bearer, as the means by which our sins were taken away, were atoned for. But after a time, the atonement was made there on the cross. His mission was accomplished. And even while on the cross, Jesus found refuge in that same God, no longer abandoned by him. In fact, his last words to turn his soul over to him. And then he breathed his last. He was put in the tomb. And on the third day, he arose. And he found himself still in the care of his Father. When I awake, I am still with you. Now let's apply it to ourselves. If we take the gospel message of Christ's death and resurrection to heart, if we set our hope on things above where Christ is at the right hand, then we have this promise and guarantee. If and when we breathe our last and our soul flies away to the bosom of the Father, and we lay, or our bones are laid in the grave to rest there, we know this, that like Jesus, we will awake. We will look around at strange and yet marvelous surroundings, and we will see him, and we will know that it is so. When I awake, I am still with you. And our joy, the joy. Now let's turn to hymn 202. We're going to sing stanzas 3 and 4.
Thou of life, beyond.